You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you. 9:10, we get to slow down a little bit and talk about some stuff that's kind of interesting and Ali Moussad Ali joins us, associate professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at LSU. Talk about some wind tunnel stuff and hurricanes and building resistance, et cetera. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. I know this is not your bailiwick and not what you came on to talk about, but this OceanGate thing, I don't know if you looked in any of that or followed any of it, but as an engineer, you had to have been shaking your head at numerous times if you did follow any of this, right?
Yes. So here, basically, our work focuses on wind impact on infrastructure resilience, and my expertise is primarily on understanding wind effects on buildings during hurricanes, such as Katrina and other type of windstorm, and how we can build safer, more resilient homes. So I'm happy here today to talk about our lab, which is about advanced OpenJet wind testing. How can we build more resilient infrastructure?
How has it evolved in the last couple of decades when it comes to this kind of research, Professor?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the first was Hurricane Andrew, and actually caused tremendous amount of damage in Florida. And after that, building codes started to get better, but still, unfortunately, up today, and we still can see damage. But there has been tremendous amount of improvement, but still there is a room for research and further improvement because we are looking for something that is resilient and at the same time economic. That's the core of the research. You don't want to it to be too expensive. So in Louisiana, after Katrina, there have been improvement enforcing the use of the uniform building codes, like the International Building Code and the International Residential Code. Specifically, there was a very recent update in 2023 about improvement of using the codes. But the research is actually the core of these improvements. How are the codes are designed? How are the codes, where they get the information from? It comes from labs like ours.
What you do fascinates me, although I don't understand a lot of it because it's not the way my mind works. But is it, when you talk about, you know, it's got to be affordable, and I get that. I always go back to the thing that a contractor will tell you where they say, do anything you want. If you got the money, we'll do anything. So the point I'm asking, Professor, when it comes to the physics of all of this is if you had enough money, is there any way to make a house or a building hurricane-proof? Or do the materials, do the physics just not support that?
Let me share with you a story. It's hurricanes, it's ground-mounted solar panels or different infrastructure. So we recently conducted a study after the Hurricane Maria. So our research has shown that there is a substantial economic benefit of resilient design. For instance, in a study after Hurricane Maria, we found that while rebuilding cost about 50%, because 50% of the solar farm was damaged due to the strong hurricane wind. But if we were to incorporate a resilient design, add a little bit of reinforcement, guess how much would that cost? 2%. And that's what they do now with fortifying roofs and other components of the building. The cost of the initial cost of the whole building isn't 1% to 2%. If it is a roof, you have to replace it. Probably you will add like 20% more. So it's not too much cost, but the idea is you don't have to rebuild again.
Tell me about some of the experiments that you all conduct.
Well, here we basically what we do is running wind tunnel testing at higher Reynolds number under complete turbulence. So if you what wind tunnel test is doing is the secret is for being able to fly and the advancement in the airplane industry come from this type of wind tunnel testing. So understanding how the shape of the airplane impacts the efficient flight stability and efficient consumption of fuel. So in the building, we look at similar. So we look at how can the efficient design of building can reduce the developed wind forces. So that by understanding that, or how the wind forces develop under complete turbulence. So the big issue over the years was the wind tunnels used for the airplane industry are not the same as the wind tunnel used for buildings and the infrastructure. Why is that? We are near the surface. We are near the ground where the turbulence plays a very important role. So the turbulence here is not the same as the turbulence that an airplane would see when flying at higher altitude. So this is the core innovation in our OpenJet testing facility, that we replicate complete turbulence as that under hurricane winds, which is a big challenge in previous wall-bounded wind tunnel testing. And the result is a tremendous underestimation of wind forces that cause failure to the building. That's the previous one. So ours covers this by replicating the correct physics in the lab, and hence we predict the correct forces that cause failure. So we have more accurate understanding of the wind impact on the infrastructure.
What are some of the more significant gains, I guess, or discoveries that you all have made, Professor?
Well, one interesting example is if we look at our testing and the previous test, our test often it's producing 25 to 300% difference in peak pressure than typical small test. And keep in mind that small scale testing is the core for the building codes and the standards. So, and these results align much more closely with actual full scale field measurements like the real world. This means we are providing direct evidence based information for needed improvement in design guidelines. We have also found that traditional wall-bounded wind tunnels may underestimate the peak loads that cause cladding failure on high-rise building. And that's a very recent example after Hurricane Laura in Lake Charles, Capital One building suffer from damage from cladding.
Professor, right? I gotta stop for a second because I don't know what cladding is.
Yes, so cladding is like the windows, the walls, the panels, the skin.
Oh, like that building that they tore down in Lake Charles. It was all glass panels or whatever, like that.
Exactly.
Okay,
that's
right.
What happened. So we did this testing here in our OpenJet to understand what is the reason. The reason is previous testing says underestimate the forces that cause damage, while ours produces more accurate, realistic results. So if this was used before the design, we wouldn't have seen the damage. Another important finding that we have seen is integrating solar panels with residential homes. That actually can help reduce the loads and the forces on the roof when the solar panels actually are done properly, are installed in the right zones. So what we looked at how roof-mounted solar panels influence wind forces on homes. And it was surprising that our experiment have consistently shown that properly installed solar panels can actually reduce the wind uplift forces acting on roof. This having
really?
Because, yes. Yes.
Wait, so let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back here. So you're saying that actually having solar panels on your roof can decrease the force of the wind? Is that what we're saying? Or decrease the effects of the wind?
That's what we have seen after the experiment. And we can scientifically explain the reason.
Let me do that when we come back, all right? We got to take a break here. We come back. One other thing I want to ask you about as far as your experiments go, having ridden out Katrina in what is now the Benson Tower, I know a lot of the failure was not because, if you want to call it a cladding windows, whatever, was not necessarily because of the wind, but it was because of what the wind picked up and these pebbles, wherever they were coming from, and that just were going through the window like bullets. Interesting conversation we're having with Professor Alid Musaad Ali, an associate professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at LSU. They have a large-scale wind tunnel. They do a lot of tests that replicate Katrina-strength winds. And you hear what we said about solar panels, what he said just now about solar panels and the science behind it. We'll talk about it when we come. I don't know.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
If it's left side of the brain, right side of the brain, whatever it is, but my job will drive me crazy because I'm more of a logic, a law kind of guy, that kind of thing, and it's hard to find what is real truth. I mean, you can drive yourself crazy trying to find out what is the real truth. On the other side of it, I love talking to people like our guest, Ali Mousad Ali, an associate professor in the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at LSU, because when it comes to physics, when it comes to engineering, although my mind can't grasp it, you guys, Professor, do deal in absolute truths, do you not?
Our judgment is based on the experiment, based on facts.
And then you challenge it, and you try to disprove it, right? And then you keep challenging it and challenging it until you prove it. Accurate?
That's right.
Okay. That's why I said, hey, you guys find absolute truth. I wish I was smart enough to do that, but I'm not. Tell me about solar panels, because what fascinates me about this is I would think, and this is why you should never assume, especially when it comes to things of a physics nature, you would think solar panels on a roof. You kidding me? Why not give the wind a handle to crank the roof off? But actually, it's just the opposite, right?
Yes. About the truth. The truth is also based on the tools and the resources that you have. That's very important, because a big difference of what we do today compared to previously is we have a different lab. We have different resources. This is very important to support the finding and to find really what is truthful. So
Since you brought that up, let me ask you, is any of that funding at LSU... because what we're talking about here is you're talking about a 2% improvement rather than 50%, 2% cost to improve rather than 50% cost to replace or whatever it was. So what I'm asking is LSU at risk of losing funding that could result in all of us losing advances when it comes to protecting our homes during hurricanes?
Funding for research is very important. It's not just pushing the boundaries of science, keep improving when hurricane comes, but also for education and preparing the workforce, the next generations of leaders and educators and engineers and whoever serve our country. So it's funding is very important when it comes to education.
Now back to the solar panels and the roofs and the wind.
Yes. So about the solar panels, what we found is it's from physics, it's called what is Brüscher equalization. So putting solar panels, creating a gap between the panel and the roof will let some wind flow underneath between the roof surface, panels, shingle, tiles, and the solar panel itself and part of it flow there. So this will create equalization on the solar panel itself, reducing forces. And the panel comes with a racking system that can be connected to the rafter, which actually adds additional resilience to existing roof system. Because the vulnerability is the cladding that I said before, which is the skin, all right? These are vulnerable to wind. And when you secure them properly to the main force resisting system, which is in this case the rafter and the beam and everything there, then damage become less probably to happen. So what we found is don't put the solar panels close to the edges, but leave certain distance. And again, this depends on the primary building, the shape of it. Is it gable roof, flat roof, and then the spacing between the panels themselves, is there the edge added to it? And what we found very interesting, the overall uplift on the main force-resisting system was reduced by 45 to 63%. So that adds indeed resilience to an existing building, and it gives a chance to, you know, the installer will look at the roof itself. If the roof is already vulnerable and it needs some renovation, it could be done during this installation phase, I believe. So, yes, and the reason for that is, think of the airplane. On the wing, there are like flaps and these little features there that when change, minor change in the overall shape of the wing, right, of the whole airplane can lead to the ability to do takeoff and landing. That's completely different, right? You get a huge uplift force on the airplane to fly and then reduce that for landing. For buildings, we do not want that huge uplift force that takes the roof away. So looking at the shape and how the flow pattern on an existing building can make a huge difference in the design.
I mentioned earlier, pardon me, having ridden out Katrina in what is now the Benson Tower, then it was, I forgot exactly what it was, I don't know the name of the building, not important, but I know as Katrina was passing through, it seemed to pick up a lot of pebbles from different roofs or wherever, and those projectiles is what broke the windows and pierced the cladding, I guess. Do you do any, do your wind tunnels do any experiments with projectiles like that, or is it all about just the wind and the, what do you call it, aerodynamics of that?
Well, the answer is we can do that, hopefully when we get funding. But the facility can do that, is ready for destructive testing and look at how a projectile can cause damage to the next building. Because you brought a very important point here, is a vulnerable structure upstream where the wind is coming from will not only be damaged, but will cause damage and risk to everything around it. So we have to secure almost every single building. So it's not just my building, but also we have to, and that's important. So that's why the code enforces reinforcement of the infrastructure. That's why there is a code, because it's not just you who is going to lose your property, but also you are going to bring damage to other building in the surrounding. But yes, our facility, we can do destructive testing, but we have not done that yet.
You know, when it comes to the physics of this, you know, when you look at the new moon capsule that they're building, and it seems as though, I guess physics being what they are, they had the right shape of Apollo, because that's going to be the shape of what the new module, whatever you call it, thing, capsule is going to be. And I'm just wondering, if you look 5 years, 10 years down the line, when it comes to shape of houses, angles of roofs, et cetera, is there a lot of improvement that can be made as far as wind resistance, or do we pretty much know what we know as it relates to wind and angles and buildings and roofs and physics and all that?
That's very important. Again, what makes an airplane fly? Its shape. So what we want to do for the building, we don't want it to fly. Mm-hmm. So the shape, we can play these parameters. What people have done and what we understand is a flat roof is not the same as a gable roof. It's not the same as a hip roof. Probably hip roof will be better. And the inclination angle of the roof, but at the end of the day, all buildings are what is called bluff bodies that will cause flow separation. And that's the big issue that brings the forces that causes damage. We haven't seen yet a streamline. Streamlines is when the wind flow around the object nicely with less separation, typical of the airfoil in the airplane. Because doing that, you will lose probably the space. But there is always improvement, you know, with 3D printing, with the power of things like computational fluid dynamics, with optimization We can even look at what we have, like the roof angle, like the putting things like architectural features, like a parapet on the roof, mm-hmm. that also can reduce the uplift. But because of the function of a building, we need space in it, right? So probably changing it to be exactly a streamlined shape that can be difficult, but there is always a room of improvement. So yes, maybe in the with continuous research, we continue to understand the effect of architectural features, and the architect is the lead on that. Sometimes they do change the shape just because of the way it looks. They want it that way. But if we talk with the architect as a wind engineer, we might compromise and come with something that is like, for example, if it is a high-rise building, a little bit of chamfer or trim of the corner can reduce the forces by 25%.
Mm. What about
but will the architect approve that? That's important.
What about gargoyles? Just kidding. I wanted to see if you'd thought I'd lost my mind or not. When I'm looking at, you know, in advance of talking to you, I looked up different roof types and styles and so forth. If you, Professor, tomorrow were building a house, is there a specific type of roof? You talked about hip roof before, or gabled roof, or gambrel. Is there a type of roof that you would select for your house, or a flat roof? Tell me what you would pick.
Really, it depends on the area, how big is the house is. But I would recommend the hip roof, because we tested the flat roof and the gable roof and the hip roof, and this was at small scale. Even it was for educational purpose, and the flat roof was easily flying, and the gable roof became a little bit stronger depending where the wind is coming from. So if it's coming from a 0 degrees, not like 90 degrees, 90 degrees when the wind flow is parallel to the ridge. So it becomes almost like a flat, but with an inclined angle that doesn't help. But the hip roof was found to be the best in reducing the up.
I appreciate your time and your work, Professor. Do me a favor on April Fool's Day. Open a class by saying you've done some research and that gargoyles are especially effective against wind damage. Would you do that, please? On April Fool's Day.
Yeah, we would love to
throw a gargoyle joke in there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a great day. We'll take a break, come back, talk about what's going on with rain barrels and the work they're doing to keep the city from flooding. Back in a flash, WWL 939 Traffic Now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.